Speaking Noir, tomorrow evening at 7:30 on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
This is BBC Radio 3. Our opera a little later this evening is Mozart's The Abduction from the Seraglio, in a production from Vienna State Opera from last autumn. Do join us for that if you can. It's on the way at 6:30. Now, though, at 4 o'clock, it's time for Music Planet with Lopa Kattari.
Joyous, uplifting music from Malawi, that's Madalitso Band. Last month, they released a special single, Jalakwanji, on the Swiss label Bongo Joe. Well, like many great discoveries, the duo was spotted busking on the streets, in this case, the streets of Lilongwe, by a local producer. They went on to record an album, tour across Europe and perform at the prestigious Roskilde Festival in 2017. Jalakwanji is one of their earliest songs, played on their homemade one-string slide bass, a cowskin foot drum and four-stringed guitar. Do check out the video that goes with the song. The one-string bass, frankly, looks like a telegraph pole attached to a box. I'm Lopa Kattari, and this afternoon on Music Planet, we've got music from France, Ghana, Ethio Dub from Brussels, a bit of griot wisdom from Burkina Faso, and our classic artist is India's legendary sarod maestro Ali Akbar Khan. In just a few minutes, we'll be taking a road trip to Uruguay. But first, here's an old feasting song from one of the few mixed choirs in Georgia led by women, Zedash. Out now on the Electric Cowbell label, that was the Georgian choir Zedash from their album Silver Sanctuary, 22 traditional songs from right across the country. And that was an old feasting song. And of course, at the heart of every feast is good wine, something the Georgians know a lot about since they've been mastering the art of winemaking for over 8,000 years. This is Music Planet on BBC Radio 3. And time now for our first road trip of 2021. Here's Beto Arcos.
Over a year ago, I was in Montevideo, Uruguay. I can't tell you how meaningful that trip was for me. You see, in the early 1980s, when I was a college student in my hometown of Jalapa, Mexico, I met a friend from Uruguay who introduced me to music I'd never heard before. One of them was Alfredo Zitarrosa. Let's listen.
Milonga de ojos dorados, cantarera que yo quiero. Tu corazón, compañero, musical y acompasado, vaya volando a su lado y dígale que no puedo vivir. No digas que ya se ha ido, decí más bien que algún día, igual que tu melodía cantándome en el oído, ella sentirá el latido del amor que una vez le pedí.
That's Alfredo Zitarrosa, one of the major figures of Uruguayan folk music, who goes back to the 1960s. The song was called Milonga de Ojos Dorados, one of the first songs I heard from Zitarrosa. So I made that road trip to Montevideo specifically to explore the candombe rhythm of Uruguay. Today, I want to take you back to Montevideo to listen to a few other Uruguayan artists whose songs are also rooted in traditional or folk music. One of the aspects of Uruguayan music I find so special is how they play acoustic guitars. Here is Cuarteto Ricacosa, a group that showcases that in this candombe-flavored tune called Montevideo. That's Cuarteto Ricacosa with a composition called Montevideo. Although tango is always associated with Argentina, and more specifically Buenos Aires, Montevideo also claims tango as part of its musical culture. In fact, one of the most famous tango anthems, La Comparsita, was composed by the Uruguayan musician Gerardo Matos Rodriguez. Here is one of Uruguay's great tango singers, Malena Muyala, from her album titled Pebeta de mi barrio, a classic tango called Che Papusa Oí.
Trajeada de bacana, bailas con corte y porra rueno vimo. Tomás brille y que en un autocamba, de sur a norte paseas como una dama de gran calle. Che Papusa Oí. Los acordes melodiosos que modula el bandoneón. Che Papusa, oí los latidos angustiosos de tu pobre corazón. Che Papusa, oí cómo surgen de este tango los pasajes de tu ayer. Siguiente el lujo del ambiente, voy te arrastra la corriente, mañana te quiero ver, mi longuerita linda.
That singer Malena Muyala from her album Pebeta de mi barrio, a classic tango called Che Papusa Oí. Tucked in between two powerhouses of music, Brazil and Argentina, Uruguay is a small country. But you'll be surprised how many artists and styles of music it has. One of Uruguay's traditional song styles is called murga, which combines music and theater. The traditional group is made up of a chorus and percussionists. The lyrics are based on a theme and its commentary of a social or political event. Murgas are usually performed in late January to early March during the carnival period. Here is one of the most popular murga figures, the great Jaime Ross and his group, with a tune called Los Futuros Murguistas, or The Future Murga Artists.
Para ver cada noche.
That's Jaime Ross and his group with the tune Los Futuros Murguistas. Uruguay has a diverse culture of singer-songwriters, and many continue to be inspired by folk music. One singer that stands out for me is Ana Prada. Some years ago, Prada released a trilogy of albums spread over the course of 9 years. Soy Sola, I Am Alone, Soy Pecadora, I Am a Sinner, and Soy Otra, I Am Other. From the last album, Soy Otra, here is Ana Prada with a song called La Entalladita. Now, keep in mind that this is originally a traditional corrido from Mexico's late singer Amparo Ochoa. But Ana Prada did a new amazing arrangement of the song, and now it sounds completely made in Uruguay.
No vayas al baile con ese vestido pegado a tu talla y tan atrevido. Recuerda que soy alcaide. No pienso pasar la vida con un celoso amargado.
That's Ana Prada with the song called La Entalladita from her album Soy Otra. Finally, I want to close with a song recommended by my good friend, music journalist Humphrey Inzillo from Buenos Aires. Inzillo is an expert in Uruguayan music, and one of his favorite singers is Martín Buscaglia, whose latest album is called Basta de Música, or Enough Music. The music of Buscaglia is impossible to categorize, but like everyone else we just heard, he's also influenced by Uruguayan folk music. Some people say he's somewhere between David Byrne and Caetano Veloso, and everything outside and in between. Well, you be the judge. Here's a song called Me Enamoré, or I Fell in Love. I hope you enjoy this road trip in Uruguay. I'm Beto Arcos. Thank you for listening.
Me enamoré, no sé por qué, te juro no quería. No era el plan, no había plan, un plan es fantasía.
Me enamoré, ya sé, ya sé.
Esto como se come.
No sé qué hacer, es la verdad.
El mundo fue y será. ¡Majura!
Qué cosa no,
qué gusto y qué pereza.
Se complicó, qué cosa no,
qué gusto y qué pereza.
Qué gusto y qué pereza.
The music of Martín Buscaglia, ending that road trip to Uruguay from Beto Arcos, exploring the many and varied sides to Uruguayan traditional and folk-influenced music. Our thanks, as always, to Beto. If you enjoyed that, do head over to BBC Sounds, where you can download that feature along with all the other Music Planet road trips for your listening pleasure. This is Music Planet on BBC Radio 3 with me, Lopa Katari.
Preocupar as buscadas ao som do violo percurso. parlam pelabres pare a un sundu priulu es parlam pelabres pare a un sundu priulu
vaganei pas tu se mai nade
vaganei pas prelu mai grade a un sundu priulu vaganei pas tu se mai nade a un sundu priulu vaganei pas tu se mai nade a un sundu priulu
Working their magic on the traditional language and music of L'Occitan, that was Cocagna and Au Son de Vriolan from their album Puput, due out next month on the Pagans label. Cocagna are also on Joe Frost, editor of Songlines magazine's 2021 One to Watch list. Now, ever since I heard King Ayesoba, I have been in love with the sound of the kologo, Ghana's rudimentary stringed lute that went on to morph into a banjo. Now, it may be an old instrument, but in the hands of this generation of musicians, it totally speaks 21st century. And the latest band, with the kologo at the heart of their sound and making waves in Ghana right now, is A Lost Men, headed by music trailblazers Stevo Atambiri and One Love Kubalo. Kologo is their debut album, out now on Strut Records. Much of it was recorded while they were on tour in Uganda and in the northwestern region of Ghana. In cupboards, hotel rooms, wherever we could find that sounded good, says One Love. This song is Fauzia, a love song to the beautiful Fauzia, who sells lamu gin made from rice and ginger, a favourite tipple of the lead singer Stevo. And it features Ghanaian rap star Ya Pono.
Mamona kavara, boka na na tinazaba, boka wola na ba zakia, zakia, zakia. Lemoji sala, lemoji sala, yo lemoji ne bimi too much. Na huwe yi de meka, fosia. How are you de tuwa, fosia. Where I go get them, fosia. Lemoji sala, yo lemoji ne bimi too much. Na huwe yi de meka, fosia. How are you de tuwa, fosia. Where I go get them, fosia. Straight from the nima.
We bad. For was yaya mempana, was yaya waba, was yakwa top and chini kill cra wakra, was ya so ye young, ti wampa kokra, wakoto kutum no dia passe yensra, onimra, onimra dia danko deka, edin kra de din passesa, onim da me presa de sa, ya wu ya humba dia wuya nana.
Anytime be the billboard, see they make me happy. This good for me I get, now because of the woman. This good life I get, now because of the woman. I don't want begin, now because of the woman. I go sing and praise the woman, I go sing and praise my wife. I go make it sound melody, melody. Woman, you look so beautiful, and I'm proud to be your man. And I'm glad today by your side, side. Before, Fosia make me a play game I never played some before. Fosia, 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 Hausa.
Fauzia from Ghana's Lost Men on their debut album Kologo, out now on Strut. Now, for some Music Planet listeners, our classic artist this week, Ali Akbar Khan, may be a new name to you, as may well be the instrument that he played. The sarod, a fretless lute with up to 25 strings and a polished steel fingerboard that allows the artist to slide and bend the notes like a prima ballerina on ice. And Ali Akbar Khan was one of the most exquisite masters of the instrument. What can I tell you about him? He was born in 1922 in northeastern India, which is present-day Bangladesh, into a family that could trace their music teachings back to the 16th century and Mian Tansen, one of the great musicians and composers of the court of the Mughal Emperor Akbar. Well, under the rigorous tutelage of his father, Aluddin Khan, a legend in his own right, Ali Akbar Khan played a pivotal role in popularising Hindustani, North Indian, classical music in the West. Ali Akbar's father was a strict teacher and often started his lessons before dawn and had him still playing 18 hours later until he got it right. Of all the hours of practice, Ali Akbar says, "If you practice for 10 years, you may begin to please yourself. After 20 years, you may become a performer and please the audience. After 30 years, you may please even your guru. But you must practice for many more years before you finally become a true artist. And then you may please even God." Well, for Ali Akbar, perhaps coming from such a musical heritage meant that melody and rhythm were intuitive. But it was something that led violin legend Yehudi Menuhin to dub him the greatest musician in the world. I've got a recording of Ali Akbar Khan I'd like to share with you that I think is a wonderful illustration of his virtuosity and the sheer beauty of the sarod. It is, of course, just the tip of the iceberg as far as his body of work is concerned, but a pretty good place to start. It's Chandradhani from the album Swara Samrat. It's the alap, which is the opening part of the composition, that introduces the listener to the notes of the scale, the rag, and the melody. All of it is improvised, and it was up to the musician as to how long the alap would be. Thank you. The Alap from Chandra Dhani, Moon Over the Capital, written by Ali Akbar Khan when he was in Washington, D.C., and recorded a year later in 1998 when he was 81 years old. Swara Samrat is the title of the album, and it means king or emperor of melody. And it's the title that his father, Aluddin Khan, bestowed on Ali Akbar in 1962, when he felt that his son had finally, aged 40, achieved a laudable level of mastery of the sarod. A hard taskmaster indeed. This is Music Planet with me, Lopa Katari, and time now for some funky Ethio dub from Belgian groove meisters Asmari and their album Samai, due out on the 22nd. This is Fat Ari.
Thank you.
deliciously laid back Fat Ari from Asmari on Samai. The fat in the title, well, for me, has frankly got to be all about that bass line. Now, every so often, something comes your way that reminds you that the world of music is truly ancient, varied, deep and magical. Here is one of those moments. Kaito Winse, a griot from Burkina Faso, and Banga from his debut album, Kala Dunya.
Ibaye, tirabula kumye, aye. kunye. Ibaye, kila bula kunye. Bala baye, kila bula kunye. Pusuya na wa konfo baga tibure ganyo kila fise gankondo bale anye bale la ratia be on san fin fin
Kaito Winsi, a message bearer for the traditions of Burkina Faso and Banga, a prayer to cure illness. Just one of 11 quite extraordinary tracks on his debut album, Kaladunia, out now on Rebel Up Records. And to end, as I look out of the window at the grey colour palette of winter, I leave you with the sounds of the sun-kissed island of Réunion and Anne Oaro. This is Sobatko from her album Longoz, and it's a song about how love can help us remove those things in ourselves that seem fixed and defining as we accept ourselves for who we are, unalterable and at the same time moving on. See you next week. Goodbye.
Lazare populaire, Gégé. Lazare ou de la moi. Chacha, l'univers qui fait sauter Gégé, léche la côte pour capra, prendre ce bateau dans la mer qui fait sauter Gégé. Kamikaze au sol, papillon d'un fanal, l'amour m'est mort mon vie. Bye, cause the rickle.
Pa' mi caso son papillon en fanal. La momi momo vi.
Oula me omene.
Sobatko by Anne Awaro, ending today's Music Planet, which was presented by Lopa Kitari and produced by Felix Carey. Now here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for J to Z, and another chance to hear a programme first broadcast in February last year.
Hello and welcome. I'm Kevin Legendre, and I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by bassist Michael Janisch, leading his quintet and playing music from Worlds Collide, one of my favourite albums of the past few months. But here they are with a brand new composition. It's called Start.